What was the energy there, man? What's going on? What was
Oh,
the energy
dude,
like in the garden today?
it was good. There was some times where like they weren't scoring. I think second quarter, maybe the third, and it was low. I was just waiting for them to get a bucket. That fourth quarter was crazy. Energy was crazy. I was cursing a lot. I'm like picking my language without cursing so much that I couldn't help it. It was fun. And people next to me, like
It's
Corey, like, all the
yeah,
NAU,
dude.
at
I
one point they were
mean,
trying to hold and they were trying to Nick. And I was going crazy. I was standing up on like every play. Going
what an amazing game to be at, to
That was
choose to
how it
be. And I
felt
know,
too. It felt like the fans were like were waiting.
yeah.
Like
Oh,
in
they're
the se in
waiting,
the in
yeah.
like the third quarter, there was like no one could score. You could feel it. Like they were waiting for any shot to just go in.
Yeah,
In the fourth
yeah.
quarter, they said,
I
I
also
think
saw Nick.
Bo
I
or
mean,
something.
I'm sorry.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was gonna say I saw today the Knicks gave out Jalen Brunson bobbleheads. Did you get one
Oh
or
yeah,
no?
oh yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, right here, man.
Oh
Let's
shit.
go.
Oh shit. There we
I don't like that
DoorDash
he has to have
bobblehead.
like a freaking DoorDash
Yeah,
bag. Like, don't ruin the
I know.
bubble. Just make it
Yeah.
about basketball, man.
Dang.
Delivering buckets and
I'm a little
DoorDash.
salty
Was that
that.
Sponsored by DoorDash or something? Is that what that's? Okay.
Well, it's
Okay.
just weird now that they're like the
That
State
is.
Farm. Blah
Yeah,
blah
that
blah.
is
I don't know.
strange. I agree with that. But that is cool that you got one. So they gave one to everyone. That's dope. I know, Dre, you was it the previous game you were at?
Went to the Brooklyn game.
They didn't
They
give
didn't give
us.
us any bobbleheads. I
But
know
you got
that
a
the
picture.
I got a picture with Dante DiVincenzo. I know the last time I went to like the Knicks playoff game, I took maybe like 20 playoff towels from the
Oh yeah,
from like
I
when
gave
we were
one
walking
to
in.
tied them all together, did some jump rope or some limbo.
little
No, not exactly.
What's up, guys?
Shamit, what up,
What's
man?
going
What's up,
on?
man?
You hear me? Took me a while to get in.
All good, all good. We can hear you, and now I feel a lot more comfortable because I am not the only person without Nick's garb on. Thank you very much, Shamit.
I was gonna get my hat, but
It's
there's
not
still
even. I mean,
time to
you
give you some
have.
company.
There's
There's
still
still
time. I mean, you
game.
have more than enough. Look at this illustrious, group of guys over here.
The Knicks take roots yet.
Sure.
So,
I get my
Go
Jalen
ahead, Brett.
Brunson signed
so
card.
Kuz, tell us what you thought of the Bulls game. How'd you feel after that one?
So I was at a birthday party. I didn't catch all of it. I was following it on my phone. But I don't know, man. I'm not feeling this first round matchup.
No, well, we don't even know yet. So
We don't know who we're getting.
you're
I don't
saying
even know
you
who's
don't like
Philly or
it?
Miami, guaranteed, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so you're saying that you don't like either of them.
It's not gonna be easy.
I think you're right, but I think they think the same thing about us. Like, damn, we gotta play the Knicks. Like, how annoying is that gonna be?
Yeah, that's true.
Amen.
But I was hoping like Indiana, Orlando, even Cleveland, I would have taken that.
Did you see Indiana today, though? They scored like 200 points.
They're not built for the
That
playoffs. They're not built for the playoffs. That style doesn't work.
Is
Is
crazy.
Philly built for the playoffs? I mean,
They are.
no disrespect to, they've never gotten out
They
of the
got the
second
haven't. I
round with like the
mean,
best player in the league. So like, are they a playoff team? I don't know.
hard to say. Is Embiid
Like
close to
everybody has to play.
100%? Does anyone know? I haven't watched
No,
him since he's been
he
back.
no.
Is anybody 100%
I'm
this
sure he's
time of
gonna
year?
play, but he's definitely no.
Definitely
He's
not.
definitely not.
Yeah,
All right,
coming right off the injury and stuff.
let's look at the game logs of
There we
Embiid.
go.
I don't know what happened to
Stats.
me.
I'm sure
Where
he played.
was
I know he played
today?
in the
Did
last
he?
few that they've gone on this.
What happened to me today?
Mitchell
Oh,
Robinson on the
Robinson.
Knicks.
He played the whole second half. They were playing pressure.
Mitchell
I don't
Robinson?
know if that was his coach's decision.
Oh, I
Damn,
don't
is he
know
good?
him.
Or if he tweaked
And
something.
I didn't realize.
We fucking needed him because every point was right at the
Oh,
hoop. We just
Vucevic.
needed
Yeah.
someone to not let them get to the
Give us
hoop.
that
Oh,
Vucevic on that
yeah.
second roll.
Yeah, he's
Second roll
nice.
was killing Embiid didn't play today, but since he's been back, he's been averaging 30 and 10.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what he does.
Historic
He's 30, 10,
season.
and 5. You think I'll do that?
Well, he's
What?
about to run into money
Nick?
making Mitch. I'm pretty sure
Oh,
Tibbs was
shut
trying to,
up.
he was giving him a rest. Because he's about to toss him out there.
Well, let me ask this in all seriousness. Now that we all had a chance to watch the game, or you know, follow the game along and stuff, and kind of like see that the Knicks, more than likely, they had a chance to, you know, acquiesce. That's a strong word. Take the foot off the gas pedal and just like let it be and take that third seed, but they didn't do that. And they, I'm assuming,
I already
they knew.
See a lot of fans are pissed off that we didn't, because they don't. They're like, yeah, cool, they don't want to play to eat.
Right, right. I mean, do we all feel as though the Pacers would be a better team to play against in the playoff than Philly or Miami, or no, or we don't care?
I don't necessarily think that, because their style wouldn't, we don't match up well. We haven't played well when we play them. Mm-hmm. They run and gun like mm-hmm. crazy. They're right. They play like, I don't know. That's not a good. I really think the Heat thing. The Heat are not the same team as they were, and we
absolutely
are not,
not
either. Like,
no.
I know
we're better
Jimmy
than
Butler
worse.
Is going to turn it on. Mm-hmm. Now we have one of the best one-on-one guys in the whole league to throw at him, and then Josh Hart, and then all those other mm-hmm. guys. So it's like, I don't know, man. Like, the Heat are going to be tough because they're going to be coached well. But mm-hmm. if we can't beat the Heat, then
I'd rather play the Heat than the Sixers.
Yeah, like,
the
Sixers, honestly, I'd rather sure. play the Heat.
I'm with mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. The Sixers, they got, like, the last, like, 8 games, Maxey and Embiid are both averaging 30 a game. That's going to be hard to stop.
That's tough. Mm-hmm.
But that's also hard that they have two guys that if they don't score 60 points, the Sixers don't win. Like, the Knicks can figure that out.
And we have a great defensive lineup. Yeah. Like, we definitely have that, which is definitely
also,
true.
Also, the last few times we played Philly, we kind of fucking dominated them, so...
Yeah, that is...
Facts. True. Facts. And yes, Ant's right, the bench as well. We have, I mean, Deuce McBride, crazy, like, releasing the ball at the apex of his shot. Like, it looks... Yeah, he obviously has been working on that immensely. And I hear what Brett's saying, too, about that. Who knows at the end of the day... I know I forget which day the Sixers and the Heat are playing, whatever the play is, sometime, obviously, this next couple of days.
Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday? Okay, that's going to be like must-see TV kind of thing. Like, I'm
absolutely
like I'm so excited.
It's going to be so weird because I'm going to watch that game so intently, but not,
yeah.
I'm not really, I don't want anyone to win.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want the Heat to win, but then, like, do I want
the
that?
Hawks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Man,
like, would you go?
Should be interesting. Yeah, should be interesting.
That's the 50 wins for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hit the momentum on our side.
Which is major. Yeah,
that was that year. That was that year in 2013. There's a fun fact about that year. That was right before Steph Curry and the Warriors started to become what they were. If you recall that year, the Knicks had set the all-time record for shooting threes.
I didn't realize
Smith,
that.
And that was why we won all those games. And
57
we were like,
wins.
Yeah,
we
were like, mm-hmm. oh, this brand new offense, just like fire up a shit ton of threes and have one guy who could score at will. And now that's the whole NBA. But if you look back,
didn't we get cooked by the Pacers that year?
The Roy Hibbert, his final year.
Roy Hibbert.
Rocked us.
He vanished.
Never played
no fouls at all.
Yeah, whatsoever.
But this is how I feel about all this. If we play the young teams like the Magic, and then we lose, we go, of course, the Knicks, they can't even beat the young. But if we play the Sixers and Heat and we lose, they'll go, they just lost to the... I don't know. We thought we were so That's good in that run in 2013, and we lost to Roy freaking...
Yeah.
Hibber. So I don't think it really matters at this point. If the Knicks play the way that we play at home, we should win, right?
Yeah.
Like, we should go.
I'm not worried about chatter about... Oh, go ahead, Shabik.
I was just going to add real quick. I'm not worried about our defense. I think, like, yeah, Embiid and Maxey could be hard, but I'm worried, like, without Randall...
Mm-hmm.
What if they throw like two or three people at Brunson? You're going to have to depend on Devo and these guys hitting like, what if they're not hot, right? It's, Like, it's the playoffs, right? It's gonna get super pressured, bottled up.
Yep.
Like, they're not gonna play as freely. That's why, like, I don't think the Pacers are gonna do well in the playoffs. Like, they're not dropping 130 a game, all that.
And Philly does run that half court, set it up offense, which in the playoffs is like the way you kind of need to score
But the
too.
one
So
thing I'll
I
give
know.
Brunson, he's clutch.
True.
Like, unlike Randle, got the pressure to him. I think Brunson can come up big in these types of moments. I trust him more than Randle in the playoffs.
Definitely. I would say
Definitely.
the last, I mean, we talked about it a little bit in the text thread, the last several games, seeing this double team that was coming to Brunson and then how he handled it was like amazing. Like when you think about, I mean, we all seen it. We see I Heart, like that floater, it's like on point. Now, Shamik, you have a great point. The idea is kind of like we've seen, Quickly and RJ Barrett and several other the Knicks in the past several years, like play lights, not lights out, but play, close to lights out, playing super well in the regular season. And then they didn't show up in the playoffs, maybe because of the reasons that we just kind of said that, like, everything gets ratcheted up. There's more pressure. Teams are playing harder, like all the things and stuff. So I personally think, like, when we look at like players like Josh Hart, players like I Heart,
Quentin
I don't know.
Grimes
I
coming
mean,
off the bench, he's playing really well, you know. Yeah,
exactly. Grimes is doing his thing. I don't know. We have it feels very different. Like we didn't get the two seed by happenstance, so it's gonna be
How do
interesting.
you guys think those guys feel? Like, Barrett, who did help us build this, he was a big part of this, and like all these guys now that are like, Grimes is in the basement of the NBA on the worst team. And he's watching us clinch it too. Like, I'm sure that must suck to be like, dude, I was a part of that. Like, I wanted to be. Like, do you think they're like happy for their teammates, or deep down they're like, that's I'm pissed. Like, I wish I was still, or like, I'm
A little
mad
bit
that
of
I'm not
both,
there.
right? I feel like quickly, I with that whole letter to the fans thing, I think he from the bottom of his heart was appreciative. RJ, I felt like maybe he was a little salty, like he really did help put the Knicks back on the map, and then we kind of traded him for, we
And
traded him
it worked out
for,
so well.
it
Like
worked out well
it
for us.
twenty
I hate
three.
to say this for this to be on like film. Getting rid of Barrett was what kind of made us what we are now. It's like, well, once we got rid
Absolutely.
of Barrett, the ball started
And
flowing,
you loved
and
him.
every
You never wanted to
I
get rid
still
of
love
him.
him.
You were
I'll still wear a shirt.
I wanted
Yeah,
him
man.
gone. They
I
so
was
I wanted
I
to
was his biggest fan.
Maple Mamba. Yo,
I love
the
him,
thing about
but I
Barrett
love
and
him.
Quickly is, and we talked about this a little bit too, they need the ball in their hands in order to be effective, whereas so many players on the Knicks right now don't need the ball in their hand in order to be super effective. And that's what's like makes all the difference, in my opinion.
It's a really
And
valid point.
that's kind of why I'm not as worried about what Kuz was saying about in the playoffs. Like, we have to hope that these other guys score. Well, that's kind of been the whole point of the Knicks. It's just we just need one of them. So we just need one game where Deuce hits five threes. We have,
Bogey.
yeah, that one game, Dre, where me and you saw it here in Philly. He hit
Like
six
18
threes,
points.
and then we won. It's like, that's what the Knicks have been. And as long as we keep doing that, we should win. Now, is it scary that like we got to hope that one of these guys every game kind of goes off? Sure, but that's what the Heat do. They just hope that one guy on the team hits a bunch of threes. The Sixers are the same. So like, I don't know. I feel like we
What?
now that it's kind of like we just said, now that no one needs the ball in their hand, it seems a lot easier.
Yeah, the one thing I can say today, I think that the first half they shooting like 24% from three. But when they double Brunson, it doesn't work because they get the ball in the high close to I Heart and they got cutters coming. I think DiVincenzo got he had a dunk going down the baseline because they double Brunson and he kicked back to the basket.
Word.
But getting buckets, Elgin Brunson is not gonna be the answer. You're not gonna stop the Knicks LA because you're gonna get the open three, you're gonna get a cut to the basket for a dunk. And I think the offense is just prepared for that. They got guys slashing up. They got all different things happening on their
Yeah.
defense. They do better anticipating with them, so they're ready. And they're not just hit three.
For
Those guys are
sure.
getting to the bucket,
That's so true.
finding a few. Other thing about I Heart, he's a great passer. He's gonna find that guy cutting down the baseline and just sit
Amazing.
cool.
The Black Joker.
So,
He's
yeah.
To be honest, now I know in my heart of hearts that Tibbs is gonna get rid of Itch.
You think so?
Because not that he wants to, but like we just heard from Anthony, the way you just put him, you just put Hart at the top of the key for a big guy. He passes the ball really well.
Yeah,
he doesn't block shots, but he grabs a bunch of boards.
He blocks some shots too. I mean.
Yeah, but he's not Mitch.
Yeah, he blocked a couple of dunks today.
But that's what we needed.
You should trade. I want the Suns to lose so bad. Like, they need to blow that thing up. And if we could trade like Randall, Mitch, and like 6 first rounders for Booker.
Did you say 6 first rounders?
Right. Booker.
Whatever.
I don't think he's built for the Knicks.
Booker's soft in my opinion.
I don't think he's built.
Well, it's the bar. What about Mikal Bridges? He's the best all-star I think we can get.
Bridges
is not
he's
like
not gonna
star,
move
though.
The needle. Like he won't move the needle.
I'm sure he would help us.
Whoever we bring in needs to not mess up the chemistry, and Mikal Bridges obviously wouldn't mess up the chemistry.
Yeah,
I guess right in
up,
that case, right?
I don't think he changed.
Let me ask y'all a question. There was if y'all were listening to the telecast a little bit, they were talking a little bit about all NBA. And they were talking about if the Knicks make it to the second seed and you know, hurdle over the Bucks, does that put Brunson, not even in the conversation, because he's clearly in the conversation now, but on first team NBA, does that put him in the conversation of that?
First
sure,
team,
but
I don't think he's
definitely going to make
second.
Has to
team
make second
there.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
First team
and
is tough
because... And that's not a slight on him. It's just because there's like the guards are hard.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think defensively he's good enough for him to be first team all NBA.
Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
a good
point. The charges are great, obviously. That's his calling card, but that's true.
Yeah, it's like just name the guards who would be above him, and you can't be mad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, so SGA you said, and what and who else? The guy Anthony
Luka
Edwards
counts as one.
Ant-Man,
you know,
gotta be right.
Ant-Man, those two.
The boat. There's Luke.
Right.
Well, this is also the very first year where it's not like guard, forwards.
Positionless. Yeah,
it's just
I've heard
best,
that.
Your best 15 from 1
oh,
to
if it's,
15.
Then he could probably get in.
Yeah,
that's
I think
what
he's
I was
a
thinking.
Top 5 MVP candidate.
He better be.
Yeah, he has to be. So if he is, does that, not automatically, but does that kind of say... Why would you? How it shouldn't it be the top 5 MVP candidates kind of thing? Or maybe I'm missing something. I don't know.
Yeah,
the thing where you
but all that, I mean, they only count the top 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm. I can't stop thinking about move the mic back a little bit. I can't stop thinking about that. Was it the Cavs game nationally televised when he got the injury? That's gonna remain like just a thing that's just so wild. That happened where 99% of the people watching that thought that he was done for the season, probably, right? Except for that one doctor on Twitter who was like, you know, that's a phantom injury thing or what. I was like, I hope you're right. And the next day we start getting the news. His ascension was kind of happening prior to that. And then since that, it just like took off. He just took off. And now everyone's talking about him. And it's just so amazing. We can't get eliminated this first round of the playoffs. We can't. We cannot. I won't stand for it. And if it happens, then
right,
I don't know what I'll do. But we have to, I mean, right? Come on, man.
For me, it's ECF or bust, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it sucks because say the Knicks do get
interesting.
Bounced. Say the Knicks do get bounced early. Then you have the really hard question of, like, what's the next move? Because it feels like we built the perfect cast for what Tibbs wants. So then we have to ask really hard stuff of, like, do we trade away guys that we like? So, like, that's why, we can't. We got to at least get to this second round.
I don't even think that's that hard of a question, in my opinion. My thought is, like, we mentioned about potential trade scenarios. We mentioned we got this far without the second half of the season, without Julius Randle. We all kind of agreed that Mitchell Robinson would be an absolute, I think, asset to another team, and we have a shit ton of draft picks. So... like, if we make the right move with those three things that I just mentioned, we could make our team better or significantly better, depending on who we bring in. Again, if the right move is made. If you bring in someone that's like, I don't know, an amazing talent like Karl-Anthony Towns, who I think we all talked about, and the rumors keep swirling around and stuff, that's something that, okay, he's an amazing talent, but is that going to make us a better team? I don't watch a lot of him, but he needs the ball, right? He's a
He is
ball dominant
Terry
type
Cloth.
person.
Yeah, and Towns
Cat
doesn't
is
fit the
Terry
Tibbs.
Cloth.
He remember he played with
This
Tibbs.
is
Tibbs
true.
quit because of like how he
Oh,
hated
yeah,
him.
that's
So
true.
yeah, I
Yeah,
mean
that's
Karl Towns
true.
was young, but yeah, he left that. That
Forgot
was a
about
team
that.
where Jimmy Butler was like, these guys are soft. Like
Yeah.
I know Karl
He
Towns is
played with the
grown.
second team and beat the first
Yeah,
team.
it's like he
Right.
doesn't fit.
I think honestly, it really becomes a load management thing for Randle. Like we get it, he's an Iron Man, he can play 40 minutes a game. Maybe we don't need him to play every game. We see guys stepping up, Josh Hart, Devo. You got Deuce stepping up. You got all these guys off the bench. And maybe Randle doesn't need to play more than like 30 minutes a game. So that way he's ready come postseason. Maybe that is the difference for us, honestly.
Interesting. I didn't think about that.
You know,
His
If he would
injury
want
was
to, would he
kind
be
of
open
like a
to that,
freak
I guess?
accident, though. Yeah, it was a freak. And we're not at full strength,
The
so
shoulder, yeah.
do you change a lot in the offseason?
And
I don't know. We're not at full strength.
and
We're
but
missing
but it's
Randle,
true.
one of our
That's
freak
true
accidents.
too. That's
Yeah,
true.
but if Julius comes back, which is he willing to play this way? It's not Julius used to get the ball and kind of do his thing and hold it. Like that's not this team anymore. So is Julius willing to come back and like
Feel like he
he might
was
not
doing good.
score it?
He was doing better
Yeah,
without
but
the
like
Spurs.
we all
Definitely.
know, that he has his little mood swings, and like for real, imagine how hard it is for him. He took the challenge. We wouldn't have Brunson and these guys if it wasn't for him, who
Right.
came here,
Yeah.
made us kind of good, and now it's like the Brunson show. And
Yeah.
I'm sure that hurts. I know he's probably like, I'm glad, but deep down he's probably like, I wish it was me.
Oh, yeah,
Because you
definitely.
know what's funny too? He used to get the MVP chance as recently as like last year or when he's playing well, and now it's Jalen. It's like how that has we all know these guys are like the alpha males. That is tough. So like maybe Julius doesn't maybe there isn't a role for Julius, and I hate to even say that, but I
Yeah.
don't know
But
if he's
so,
willing. Like I don't know if does he
with
fit
him, you're
this.
not doubling Brunson the way that double.
That's true,
Right.
but
You slide
well.
Julius to the free throw line, and he gets one on one there. That's crazy.
Fair
And he
enough.
can pass the ball
He's
decent.
also a good passer,
Except when he's not
What's
getting
I'm
his
saying?
balls, and then you see him, like, slowly walking down the court playing
He sits
defense.
on the bench
Also,
all
he
the
don't have
way,
that
all the way to
pressure
the end.
either. The MVP, them MVP chance
Fair
bring
enough.
pressure that he didn't do well with in the playoffs. He's a piece
That's
of
a
that. At least he can come back and play a little bit looser, right?
It's a great point that Ant
Brunson
made
has.
about like next year, regardless of what happens in the playoff, it's I guess undeniable that we don't have our I mean not I guess it is undeniable that we don't have our second best player. He is our second best player, isn't he?
Yes.
Absolutely. So if we don't have him, then it kind of turns into like this thing where not that it doesn't matter, but I don't know if we're playing we might be playing with a little bit of house money. I'm not sure. All I know is I'm excited as hell. Like what do you got how are you guys like planning to watch the games? Like I know a few years ago Ant and I and our friend Bill, who's a half fan because he slept during one of the Knicks playoffs games that we watched together in my house a few years ago. We
Oh, he's
watched
not
like
here
several of the
right
games. Exactly. He's not here right now for a reason, right? How do you guys
now.
well I guess we'll start with Shamik, like the past couple of years in the playoffs and even this year, like how are you planning on like watching the games?
No set plans. I'll watch with my son now. He's into the Knicks, so
Awesome. Yes.
I'll try to find a way to watch with him. But I wanted the tickets were super expensive or are super expensive, so I don't know if I'll go to the Garden, but a sports bar or with you guys or I'm down for all that.
So
I'll
before
go.
I follow up with that, I'm trying to think. Hidal posted Shamik's wife posted a story. I forget which game it was, but it was an interview with your son. And it was something that happened. I don't know if you watched him or if well, maybe you guys can help me, but it was something mad funny that he was like analyzing what happened. I don't know if anyone's seen this one from like 3 or 4 days ago, and I forget what game or what moment it was. Shamik, do you watch them or you just let her do her thing and you just like, I don't care?
I watched it. I forget which. I think it
Okay.
was. I forget what it was, but
All right.
I did catch in one video. I think after the OKC game, I think I posted it in our
Okay.
chat that he like
Yeah.
they started crying. So I'm sure he's gonna cry a lot in these playoffs.
Poor
Hopefully
kid,
not,
man.
but he'll cry.
Share with that guess how old is he again?
He's 7.
Okay, that's so cool, man.
7 years
So you got a
old, yeah.
son who's a fan of the Knicks, and you're able to watch. That's not not to get sentimental, but yeah, how is that? Like, what does that feel like watching that game? Actually, no, F that. To get sentimental, how is that watching Knicks games with your son? Like, is it like
Nah,
super beautiful and amazing or what?
it is. It is super beautiful and amazing.
I like I
Yeah, I
use the
think
same
like
exact
now it's a
words that I.
journey. Yeah, that's a it's a journey now, right? I don't know how it's gonna turn out for him. Hopefully,
Okay.
it's not as bad as it was for us. I
Yep.
have my second son crying right now, so I don't know how long I'll be on this.
Yeah. Well, he's if he's a Knicks
All
fan,
right.
and of course he's crying already, you know.
Of
It's
course,
weird though
yeah.
too, because
Ray has kind of seen the Knicks be good a lot of his life. He's
True.
only like the Knicks the
Really,
last 4 or 5 years been in the
he's
playoffs.
spoiled. He's
So for him,
True.
he's like, this is what he like
Absolutely.
thinks always occurs, which he doesn't get. It's not the way that
Not
not
quite.
the
All right,
yeah.
what about, well,
Oh,
first of
yeah.
all, before I ask everyone else, so Shamik is right, like if there is at all an opportunity for us to watch a game together of the play
Yes.
in the playoffs anywhere, like let's try to, speak that into existence. Let's try to make it happen.
I'm down.
Yeah, as long as there's
All
a
right.
game on like a Saturday,
Yeah. Oh,
well,
that's a
you know
specific
that's
requirement.
kind of
But no, I
one.
feel
Well,
you.
like
You're from, I got you.
I
You
have to
work
come
in the
down.
weekdays and you're in different state and stuff. I got you. Okay. So a weekend game essentially. Okay. What about you two up there on my top row? We got Brett and Dre, or Brad and Dre, or Chad, or whatever.
Brad.
What are you guys, how are you guys like watching? Just same thing, kind of going with the flow, or what?
So the first game I will be at, hopefully, if it's not on 420, I'm there.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm gonna
Nice.
have to sell my ticket, unfortunately. But I'm probably just gonna be watching at the crib. But I'm down to go out to a sports bar. You guys can come over here if you guys want to watch a game. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm pretty sure Brad knows how to get here. But
Chad, yeah.
yeah. I think the rest of you guys, I can send you my
Why don't
address.
you, or what if there's,
Okay.
if we play Philly in the first round and there's like a Friday or Saturday game, why don't y'all come up here and we'll go into fucking enemy territory? Because
Damn,
it'll,
that'll be
honestly,
intense.
it'll cost a
I don't
lot.
know if I want
It'll cost a
to
lot. Yeah, I won't lie. We would
that.
have to, you know, I mean.
I remember at the Knicks 76ers game that I went to with Brett, and we start scoring in the first quarter, and I'm
Like,
standing up, like, Brett, like, taps me on the shoulders, like, you might want to relax a little bit.
yeah, you
And
want to
then
like
I was
save that, so
like, you are
don't
in
like be
Philly
that
right
guy.
now.
Yeah,
Yeah,
don't
like,
like be
don't
that
get
guy.
beat up right now. I was like,
Yeah,
shit, okay.
you want to be excited, but you don't want to like,
Over the top.
yeah, it feels like you're because it's the same thing at Herds game. Giants fans want to cheer. That's cool. Just like don't be cheering so loud that you're making like a whole scene,
Don't
which he wasn't trying to do.
antagonize.
Yeah,
Yeah. Don't
but
be
like I was like, just
obnoxious.
save that till the fourth.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn. Just trying to think of like, yeah, scenarios. So I guess we'll just send out a message like later in the week, because I feel I'm just kind of thinking out loud, like Saturday or Sunday this upcoming week is the probably the I mean definitely their first game, right? I think that's how
Probably,
it
yeah, I don't know
goes.
when it starts, but like
I'm hoping
Saturday or
Sunday.
Sunday.
Saturday
I'm
or
hoping
Sunday.
Sunday.
We got the text thread and stuff going, so we'll just try to just figure out, make the schedules work and try to make that happen. Man, this is super exciting though. I feel just, yeah, just very thrilled about what's about to happen right now.
I feel
Let's
like
talk
I'm.
about how good it feels to just be a playoff team all the time.
Yeah.
Like we're kind of a, I think we're a lock in the playoffs for the foreseeable future.
I think so.
Unless something drastic happens or injury that flips it this year, we still locked in the 2 seed. So that just feels
Yep.
great. Yeah, the long time
Amazing.
the season was starting, I'm like, I know we ain't making the playoffs, but I'm hoping the young guys look good. Now it's like, I know we're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
How far can we get? So that's good to
Yeah.
me.
Bro,
I've been saying, sorry.
we used to have Shandon Anderson and these guys,
Oh.
and me, and every year, me and freaking Dre would be like, I think with hard work,
Yeah,
we could
we
sneak
got
into the 8 seed.
this.
Like,
Yeah.
I
I was
think
a
Mike,
big fan too,
I think Michael Sweeney's really gonna come
bro.
along, and this is our year. And now it's really good that like I am like genuinely upset when we lose any game now.
Because
That's
you're not
such a good
expecting to
feeling.
lose.
I expect to beat every team now. So what those rare times when we
Even when
lose,
we're
I'm
down 20
yeah,
the first
and
half,
it's just so
I'm like,
nice.
Rodney always be coming back down 20 in
I
the
was
first half.
I've
I
been
know
trying
we're gonna
to
get.
I've been trying to explain to my little brother now that he's a Knicks fan, is that, all right, so you got LeBron, who's like the face of the league, right? And he's kind of on his way out, going to retire. Mm-hmm. It feels like the NBA is really pumping Wemby. Wemby's going to be their new poster child, mm-hmm. right?
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now,
we need to win a chip before Wemby is officially the poster child of the NBA.
Yeah,
because otherwise, if it comes down to it, the NBA is going to call the games a certain way where Wemby to be successful. They want him to be the next guy. So we need to get a championship before that happens. Because I don't know after that, I don't know. Our chances get slimmer and slimmer, I feel like.
Wait, are you saying, let me make sure I grasped it correctly. So obviously, like, superstars, the NBA wants, like, they want them to be in the playoffs and they want them to, you know, like, all the things. I get that. But you're saying that once he is the face of the NBA, that our chances are going to be lessened to...
Yeah, this is
NBA
probably...
NBA loves their storylines.
Yeah, and this is also a very good way to put what Dre's saying. Yeah. If you look at what the Lakers play now, right? They're like mm-hmm. a 10 seed. Mm-hmm. Look at how many foul shots a game they shoot compared to other teams. There was a game about mm-hmm. a week ago where the Lakers shot 50 more foul shots than the other team. That's the whole, crazy. Like... They won't say it, but it's like, yeah, Michael Jordan got all the calls, man. It's kind of just the way it works. The league always kind of has their guys. Shaq was there for a while. They're like, they didn't know how to. But, like, he's right. I think there is a weird vacuum now where there's no star. Like, there's like a hole now. Like, the East, like, are the Celtics the best team? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Bucks are. Seems the Bucks are not. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Dre has a point. It's probably a little, in, like, to say, like, the refs don't want us to win, but he is right that once they announce the next face of the league, that person's going to get every chance to win. So, like, now is the time.
Watching these pods. Sorry. I keep talking over everybody. Watching these pods of these old players from back in the day, and they'll kind of tell you, like, the NBA... I'm not saying it's fixed, but you kind of have to win by 20 to win by one. You know, like back when you're playing Kobe or Jordan, you had to really, really blow out the Lakers or blow out the Bulls if you wanted to win. Because if it was a close game and you let the refs beat you, you let the refs beat you and you shouldn't have been in that position, but you got yourself in that position, you know?
Uh-huh. I don't even follow, I guess. This is actually, very interesting. I don't follow the league really that much, or I should say at all. I just watched the Knicks, so this is actually, I mean, I definitely know about Wemby, watched them a few times, read you guys' text messages and stuff, but I wasn't aware of this, but I mean, two of you guys said it, like, that's potentially a legitimate thing that we have to be aware of, I guess, huh?
Maybe I'm just, like, tinfoil hat guy, and, you know, I feel like everyone's against the Knicks all the time, but, you know, I think...
Always only want the Knicks to win.
Superstars want...
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That I'll agree with. I mean, it's crazy seeing a lot of these games now where they go to, like, different arenas, and it sounds like the Knicks fans are louder than...
Crazy.
So maybe
crazy.
NBC fans in the way.
Everywhere.
To be honest,
go ahead, Brett.
It feels like there's a resurgence of this. I think that the Jalen Brunson thing, I think a lot of people like his whole, he's not supposed to be good, his dad thing. You know, we all watched Knicks for years, like all these games. I don't think I've seen us be this loud in all these arenas like this. This is like this new generation of we've been good for 5 years. We're kind of like a young, fun team to watch. He's right, though. There is like a weird thing now. The Knicks fans are everywhere.
It's great. The fact that I heard them in Boston was insane. Yeah. Boston. What? That was crazy. I mean... I don't know, man. It's wild. It definitely is wild.
It's kind of why we should go if Philly is the first round. I'm telling you, the Knicks fans are going to be there. Philly's right here. There's a lot of people who moved from Jersey and New York. So it's like, it'll be a lot of the Sixers fans, but I promise you, the Knicks fans, Trey.
I'll say this, too. Tickets are way cheaper in Philly than they are in the NBC.
Oh,
way cheaper.
True,
it was like half the price.
Yeah.
Big difference.
400.
Yeah.
You know, I paid $200 for two tickets in the 200s.
Yeah, like, in Philadelphia.
Wild.
Crazy.
Yeah,
but there was about 18 celebrities in it. Celebrity Row was crazy today.
Yeah, it was.
So many celebrities.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's why. Sometimes
I see the Celebrity Row pictures and I'm like, who the hell is this person? Who the fuck are like, who are you?
That's today. Or the couple that people didn't even cheer.
Yeah, because like now they're like, Stephon it's Marbury famous. I saw what his big ass shades.
I didn't see that. Stephon Marbury. Yeah. Okay. Dang. I saw Tracy Morgan a few times. Yeah, always there. Oh, and I saw
wearing the next gear. Yeah.
You said he's wearing what?
Tracy Morgan had on like Nick's shirt. He was like ready to go in. He was dressed like he was ready to play.
I love him, man.
He's on talk shows specifically, because I've seen him stand up, and I don't think his stand up is that funny because it's super vulgar and it's just shock value curses and nasty stuff or whatever, right? And it's somewhat funny, but him on late night TV, like he is. I don't know if you guys have seen some of his clips, or if not, maybe you can check it out later. Tracy Morgan,
Early Rock.
I met him actually.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Wait, tell us the story.
We're in Atlantic City.
Ken was there too.
Yeah, Diggy was in the picture. There,
yeah.
We were.
He was so mad. City. He did not want to talk to us.
We were done. Like in a brownout, essentially. And okay. I remember it being Tracy Morgan and going up to him and be like, "Oh my God, you're Tracy Morgan! Can we get a picture of you?" And you know, he was kind enough to do it, but he wasn't early.
It was very late. We were all fucked up. He was kind of just like, guys, I just want to get to my car.
Okay.
We're like, oh.
Yeah.
So he knew just to take it and be like,
quick pick and keep it moving.
Please keep it moving.
Dang. Yeah, he's hilarious. I never even watched 30 Rock that much, but just something about his persona or his character that he pretty much plays on.
He is the show. Like, they just asked him to come on the show and basically be him.
Meaning what? Explain that.
Like, so like the whole point of 30 Rock is it's a head of show about like Tina Fey running Saturday Night Live.
Oh, never knew
so
that.
All
okay.
Like the so they're not exactly that, but it is. Mm-hmm. And like he's Tracy Jordan.
Jordan.
Okay.
And he's just basically an exaggerated version of what people think he is. Okay. Kind of what he is. And he is the show. He's fucking old. They just let him do whatever he wants.
I'm proud as a P-Corp.
Yeah, he's the funniest guy on the show.
Yeah, he's the best.
All right, so I'll have to probably circle back to that one for sure.
There are so many good shows, Kev, that you just don't watch.
I'm almost done with Seinfeld. Yo, so did you hear about the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale? I know Seinfeld's your favorite.
I watched it. Don't ruin it for Brad.
I know that it did the same thing.
Okay, all right. Well, that I didn't know that they were doing the same thing. I knew that the one part about the jail that I've heard about, obviously Seinfeld and stuff, the way it ended, but I didn't realize that, like, I mean, can we talk about it for a minute? Like, there was one scene that they were talking about, like, Peter Rosenberg or Michael Kay. I listened to them sometime on the radio. And there was one scene where, let's see, I forget what four characters, but Leon and Larry and two other people, a woman and a man. I guess it was probably, you know,
his agent and his wife. Oh, yeah.
And, yes, exactly. Right. So the four of them are sitting down at a table and Leon is talking about like how he's finally getting into Seinfeld and he's talking about Kramer. Right.
Yep.
And like it dawned on me in that. Yep. Actually, no, it didn't dawn on me. It dawned on Peter Rosenberg in that moment. And then me, as I heard him talking about it, that like that Leon was, you know,
Kramer.
I had no
clue. He lives in his house. He don't work. Yeah. He's just always doing shit. And that was really it.
Such a good
show. Yeah, that's so weird that I didn't.
And what's crazy
watch
is
it too,
that,
right?
I'm sure, Kev, I'm sure you didn't know this.
I only watched the last. I didn't watch
my season. Okay.
I'm about to watch the whole thing now.
Oh, you
got
have
to.
You have to.
Have to. So good. Much better than last season. Go ahead, Brett.
Oh, in Seinfeld, Kramer is a real guy. That was Larry David's real neighbor. Like when he wrote that show, so much so that the guy like wanted to get paid off it. Because in the first episode, his name is not that, but they just kept saying Kramer, but that was based off a real guy. So like Leon being on Curb, that's like Larry's thing. He like
full circle.
Yeah.
Obviously, George is Larry,
Yeah.
right? That's more of an obvious one. Okay, yeah, no, I think I did either read or hear that or see that or something. Such a good show. Yeah, Ed, you got to go back and watch them. It's
Yeah, I started
amazing.
to watch. I
And I'm
watched
on.
the first 3 seasons with Steve. Maybe first 3
What's everyone's
episodes.
favorite Herb episode?
Damn, that's hard.
Ooh, that's
Watch
tough.
enough.
I
Didn't
mean,
watch enough
I
yet.
feel like there's two that always have to be
I want to
mentioned.
hear. I want to hear yours. Yeah, because it's been a while since I've watched.
Crazy Eyed Hilla.
Oh, that
The
sounds
one with
familiar. Tell me more. Give me
that's
more of the
like
premise.
that's from like season two
Okay.
when Wanda Sykes, she's dating the hardcore rapper, and
Okay,
Larry finds out that he's been getting with a bunch of other girls, and he like tells his wife, who tells Wanda, and then so now
Okay.
this black dude is about to come after him,
Right,
and
right,
he's like
right.
freaked out. Please go back and watch that because that shit's so funny. And
That's a
then the
funny
one
name.
where
Crazy Eyed Killer
Crazy Eyed, that's a joke, yeah.
that's a funny,
He's
yeah.
asking him, so he's like, yo, Larry, so who wrote Seinfeld? He's like, I'll shoot a bitch in the face. I'll choke a bitch. He's like, don't say bitch twice. And he's like making, it's a such a
All
good
right, I gotta
episode.
go back.
And
All
honestly,
right.
one of the, I would, this is a different time because that was back in the day. Larry drops the N-bomb, but not in an offensive way, if that makes sense. It's like hard to explain. He's like allowed to say the N-word because of the context that he's saying it in.
Tell me more, because I don't remember.
Because Crazy Eyed Killer wants him to say it. And he's so afraid of this guy, he doesn't know
Okay.
if this is a trick. And then he says it like, and it was back then, it was a big deal because they're like a white guy saying the N-word. But it was funny. Like, if you watch the episode, it's like, it's funny. So, I don't want to
Season
go on a
two.
rant.
I
Yeah.
mean, what? No, what's the second? You had two episodes. I want to hear the second
Oh,
too.
the carpool lane where he brings the prostitute to
Yes,
the
I
doctor.
remember that
That's a good
one.
one.
Okay,
That's
yeah,
what
that
he,
is a good
and he
one. That is a
smokes
good
weed
one.
with like his dad, and he talks himself high as hell in the mirror. Stop eating the red meat. That's one of the best ones.
So good. Oh man. Okay. All right. Yeah, and you got a lot of catching up. What's it? 12
Yeah,
seasons,
no, I'm
right?
excited to watch. Yeah, I watched the 12 seasons, so I love.
Yeah, Ant is Ant is he's watched every show known to man. Is this true, Ant? I
I
don't
also
think
watch
that
shows.
that's
I have a list of
you told.
shows that come
You
out
got a
each
list
month
written
on how you
down.
want written blocks every release
Yeah.
date.
Well,
But I started that like a couple years ago, so the older shows I a lot of them anything new that comes out, I use.
Wait,
I mean,
hold on. You actually do have like a you write down like a
I
list?
literally believe
Holy
it too.
shit. So what's your like favorite?
And
What's
it's
like
playing, I have a like a list that says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If it's
Stop.
on air on like Tuesday, I'll write it on Tuesday. I know
All right,
Love
what's
that.
Yeah,
I need this list.
yeah, what on what is a
Me too.
really good show? What's a really good show that
Oh man.
no one would think if you were like, you should
Good
watch
question.
this? Like, what's a good.
Yeah, that's a good question. A little scary. I don't know. Let me think and get back.
Sure.
I hear people put me on the spot.
So I'm
Well,
sorry. I
yeah,
mean,
but
you have a list. I thought you might
I
have
have so
something that
many.
pops up.
Well, I have it in my phone and list too.
I
Yeah,
watch
two
the
lists.
same things over and over and over and
I
over
was
and over
telling
again.
my man, I don't see the variety that my fiance does.
I used to do
Same.
that. I used to watch like King of Queens or not so much The Office. King of Queens or and South Park. Maybe those are the two. Like when DVR was a thing and I had limited storage and I recorded the season pass and I would just record every episode and then like, but I kind of missed that. Like I haven't seen a King of Queens or South Park episode in God knows how long. And I think that's missing from my life sometimes, right? Like just like the
Watching
mindless
Seinfeld this
Seinfeld is kind of
morning. Yeah.
probably that for a lot of people, probably,
Yeah.
right? Like that's yeah. I actually
Actually,
just for the first time in a long time started watching another episode. It's taken me, but I don't know when I texted you, Brett, like
years. Yeah,
3 years ago.
years. Yeah.
So I'm on season 8, episode something. I don't know, like beginning of season 8. So I'm almost done.
By now, it's just getting nuts. Like the
Yeah,
stories are just like they make no.
whatever,
They're pretty nuts now.
for sure. But I'm still enjoying it. But I that's now like after just being reminded that I do need to finish it, not solely but mostly because I want to see the finale that everyone hated that I only know a tiny bit about. And now
It wasn't that
I
bad.
it wasn't any
Yeah, I
better
remember
than
when
it
I
wasn't
watched
that
it.
bad. I
Mm.
watched it way later on, and I
Yeah.
didn't think.
I'm curious.
I think Seinfeld was
Definitely.
just such an integral part of my childhood. You know, like I, it's funny for me to hear that you never watched it. It was just something that I like watched. I don't even think religiously. It was just something that was always
Always
on in
on.
my house.
Always on.
Constantly,
Weird.
yeah. My parents, my dad, and his sisters, for sure, like that's probably their favorite show as well. So here and there episodes and stuff like that, but never like, yeah, not enough to be able to say that I enjoyed the show. I just like kind of been passing, but definitely enjoying, obviously enjoying it immensely right now. But White Lotus, Ant knows I love that show. Have you guys heard of or seen that show before? Okay, you've seen that. All right. Obviously, The
Season
Last of
two was
Us.
the best. Season two of White Lotus, I
I
thought, was the best one.
you like
White
okay, I
Locust.
love both,
Yeah, I agree with
but
that too.
yeah, I think the season
Do
two
with
was
that.
yeah more just captivating, and man, I'm yeah, I have to go through that again. Like it's just so good. Oh my God. I actually waited. Let's see. I went to, I think it was in Aruba, if I'm not mistaken, when season two was out. My wife and I were watching every episode week to week, and then towards the time that the finale was coming out, I think it came out maybe the week that we were leaving. So we could have watched it on Sunday if that's the day that it came on, or but we didn't. And then I said I needed to watch this finale with you, Jess, like when we're at a tropical vista. And we did that. And we watched, do you like that vista? We
Vista.
watched it. I don't know if it's vista or not, but we watched it. Actually, no. This is what happened. Actually, forget everything I just said. We the finale came out while we were on vacation. Okay, while we were on, so I didn't have an opportunity to watch it before. So I was so excited about watching that finale with Jess, but she fell asleep. This part's not that exciting, whatever. But she fell asleep, and I was just able to still watch it in this tropical vista. It was such a the finale was crazy, right? Like you don't know if the girl from Parks and Rec, like if she, no, not her, the other girl, if the other girl went with the guy in the little forbidden area. If they, it was so many. It was such a good show. I cannot wait. And the black girl, the massage therapist, I told Anthony, probably, I don't know if I told y'all, from season one, she is coming back for season three, located in Thailand, and she's
Sick, sick.
probably, I'm assuming, going to be a major role. So I'm, yeah, I'm very excited. I could talk about
I feel
that
like
show for
that's just
days.
always a good formula. A good old fashioned who'd done it? How did it get done? How did we get here? You know? As long as like the characters are not the worst. You always want to know like how
Yeah,
what happened.
that's true. That both seasons started that way, right? With something that you know is going to circle back to.
Yeah.
And I mean, you bring up a good point. The characters being, as long as the characters aren't the worst, like in this second season, I guess specifically, like every single character was just like quite fascinating, right?
Yeah,
To
they all
different
had
degrees.
a thing to them where you're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Every
And you
single
just wanted
one.
to know, like, could it have been
Yeah.
them? Could it have been them?
Right.
You know?
So true.
Also, Alexander Daddario. So I'll take
Yeah.
that. So
who is that?
And
Sissany
Who is that?
Buscemi. She's the
Oh.
girl from True Detective who shows them heavies.
Oh,
You
Leo.
know what I'm saying?
And she
Oh,
was
she's
in White Lotus?
Yeah, she's the
Where
like the
and
main
White Lotus?
girl. Not a girl thing.
Yeah, she's
Where?
the guy's girl. She's Pete. What's his name from The
White
Office?
Locust? Oh yeah.
White
What was
Locust.
on
Oh,
Plop
she's
or
Plop.
something? The Plop.
Yeah, the guy.
Wait, are y'all to wait, hang on. I gotta wrap my brain around this. Obviously, we're gonna talk about Sydney Sweeney in a second, of
Either
course,
one.
and maybe we're gonna talk about that in a sec. But are you
Hold
guys
on.
saying
I'll yes,
no? She's a brunette with
Yes.
like blue eyes. Alexandra Daddario. You know who she
Oh,
is?
she
The
was, yeah.
one, the
She's from
prostitute in
season
season
one.
two? No, not the
Season
prostitute.
one.
She's season one. Sorry, I'm mixing seasons up.
Okay, so you're talking about the one in season one.
She
Oh.
was
She has those heavies, which is code for boobies.
I got
Big
that, but
old
who, why am
boobies.
I, so we're talking about season
We're gonna
one.
cut that, cut that, cut
No,
that.
you
No.
would
I
know her
need to
if you know her
know.
boobies.
I need to know who we're talking about right now because I'm confused. We're talking about season one.
I
Yes.
think
Okay.
Alexandra Daddario.
The
I'll send
guy
you a
that was
picture
like
of her.
the guy that hated the manager.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the man
Her
hated the man. His
His.
girl. His alibi.
Oh, okay. I know her. Okay.
She was in True Detective and Baywatch.
Oh, I didn't know she
She
was
was
in True
in
Detective
Baywatch.
because
Yeah,
I have to
because
watch.
and she was in Baywatch for the same thing.
Yeah, like the same
Ah.
episode. I don't know.
Okay. All right. You guys know her from like the actual name that it didn't register at all with me. So I guess out of the loop a little bit,
You're not
but
You know?
I thought all men knew, like, hot chicks. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. Sydney She's, like, known Sweeney. For being if a you hot said girl. Sydney Sweeney, I'm like, oh, I know who the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I follow her on Instagram, of course, like all of us
She's,
do.
Like, behaving right now.
Yeah, she is. She really is. It's like cool. It's yeah. It's pretty. Cool
it's
to
crazy.
See her
she
ascension.
She's the it girl, but like she don't have no hits. Like all her films kind of suck.
Movies. Mm.
But she just like got, people, seen, but people seem to like her.
That's because yeah. horror movie. You know, it was pretty.
Because of them heavies.
Yeah, I heard that was good. But it's
I
like,
heard
I
that
don't
was
know.
Good. Because of them heavies, you said, Dre. Just make
yeah,
sure I heard correct.
The volume. You're hearing right.
Okay. Heavy. The heavy.
For all the
I don't
viewers.
Know if I ever heard. Yeah, I don't know if I ever heard heavies before. And is that a terminology
also,
for people refer
no,
to breasts as heavies?
Was...
Okay, I should have known what it meant, but I just didn't. I had never heard that before. I like it. So.
Oh man,
heavy not problems will make.
How many viewers are you going to lose from this episode?
A lot. It's all the hands. It's just like science. Right,
that's great. Girls with the best. No, I'm just kidding.
Dear God.
Yeah. Brett. Say that. So would you say it again, so we
no,
could
No.
Cut that. That's
show,
right.
Show.
That's right.
Oh man,
see what he said. Not
sure.
Maybe. Definitely,
if,
we will.
If we advance to the next round.
Hey man.
Well,
come on, man.
How about this? Who would you guys want to play in round two?
Who do
who
you want to play in round two?
Yeah.
What are the options again right now?
Who would you want to
play? We would play either the Bucks or
the.
Wait, no, explain that again. We're three.
Yeah, if we're the three
we
seed, we play the winner. Or
oh, no,
the
we're two.
We're two
so
seed.
Three versus six. Indiana or Bucks, right?
No.
Is that right?
No.
No?
I have to look at it.
Cavs,
we'll see how
we play
three
seed.
Yeah,
Cavs,
I would say one versus three. Four and two versus three. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
If they
yeah,
all win.
Up picture. We will play. Come on, phone.
I'm pretty sure we would play the
We're going to play the winner of...
The
Pacers and the
yeah.
and the Mavs,
yeah,
of the Mavs, the
Bucks,
Sorry,
yeah. So that's a good question.
I'd rather.
Yeah, what do you think, Dre?
I'd rather play the Pacers, but I think the Bucks. I don't know. I feel like they've been self-destructing lately.
Yeah, I'd rather play the Bucks.
They have the better team,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like
Pacers. No. They don't have the better team. They just have the best. They have
best player. Players.
Fair.
Not even two. Dame's
okay.
been a little off.
Okay.
They
yeah.
have honest... Halliburton better than Dame.
Okay.
Honestly,
like
right now, yeah, that's a fair. I know people go, Rah. It's like, yes, right now, for this year,
Dame.
That's a fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people
yeah,
forget, Siakam's yep. on that team now, too. They are a little more dangerous than they were before the
right.
before the
like,
trade.
Honestly, until
yeah.
you just said that, I did totally, totally forget.
He's
a,
obviously
like,
a big player.
I've seen it flip on TikTok of OG and Obi locking down. I'm
is he locking down Sock'em though? Lock'em robots. You know what I'm saying? Like,
To be honest, our first round,
locking ball, Sock'em.
Our first round might be harder. Our first round playing the Heat might be worse than playing the Bucks.
I'm
not scared of the Bucks.
Maybe it's
so
compelling, man.
I just feel like we're not going to have doubles for me, brother. Last time you guys, we were doubling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, now we have open
spots for the guys, and now we don't have to double.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to double, man. We don't have to double anybody.
That's
like,
a valid point.
The only
yeah.
thing
not doubling
about the Heat, the only thing about the Heat that freaks me out, and we saw this last year. I think the Heat have the best coach in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And Tibbs has been great, but bro, he ran circles around Tibbs.
Ah, yeah, he's
last year. He will just come up. Yeah, he'll come. He'll
mm-hmm.
figure out if there's a way to slow us down or to make Jalen Brunson not as good. He's the one to figure it out. That's the only thing I don't like. He's really good. But then
he's
again,
seen
though,
do it.
I kind of like the coach for Philly too. I mean,
who,
he's not.
Who is Philly's coach?
That's
again?
Nick.
Nick Nurse.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah
we don't
so he,
like the coach of the Bucks, who was just like
Doc
kind of like
awful.
A.
Even
yeah.
Does he even want to be there? Like,
it's
yeah,
weird.
I can't believe after every like, game. Yeah, he's like, it's not me. It's players. It's the staff.
Yeah,
he's
like,
it's like, bro, how are you throwing
really?
Every game? It's crazy,
bro.
Damn,
it's
that's
crazy.
Crazy.
So
that
like,
is crazy.
Not what I
as a coach,
be,
as a coach, you got to take that. You got to take that blame.
100%, right? You would think.
That's the way
I have to believe that Giannis is the reason why they got rid of that other coach. There's no reason. They were like 32-10.
It's insane.
And they fired that guy. Like, what? So,
doesn't
I don't
make
know.
Any sense.
Whatever they're saying.
Yeah, Giannis is probably like, I don't really fuck with this guy.
I'll be not playing with his brother in the...
Probably said he didn't like feta cheese.
His brother's awful.
If you don't like feta cheese, that's it. You're not, you know, you're not cool with the Greeks. So.
I know he was on the Knicks.
He was. For a bit. He was.
That, we were hoping that we could get him to sign
him. Right, to lure him over here.
So, all right, so the question is, do we draft
Bronny
James?
No.
I heard he's bad, right? He's not a good player, right?
He's not bad.
He's young.
He had a heart attack. He had a heart attack before the season. First
but
of
even
all.
Before that, I mean, I didn't watch, but
he's not an NBA player.
Yeah,
he's
okay,
not
NBA. That sounds bad then, right? I mean, if he's not an NBA player.
If he gets picked, it's because they think his dad might
He is not NBA ready. He committed to the draft, but he did not get an agent, so that means he's still eligible to play in college.
Fair.
He's not NBA ready. Give it time. I'd say give him another season, but I don't think he's ever going to be as good as his father was.
Honestly,
I don't think he'll ever get... I don't think... He doesn't look like an NBA player. I don't think...
It's really
sure, he can learn it, bro. He might make a team.
That's not a bad ceiling.
Sure.
But ceiling with Miles McBride means that it that's the best he can get to. That's kind of... That is bad. Because he might not.
You could be a worse player.
He could barely get burned at USC, who sucks. And I know it's a different college, whatever, but it's like, you know.
Like,
But also think about this. Imagine he gets picked by some team, right? Imagine you're a pro player who worked your ass off and earned your spot, and now, like, some kid's on your team because his dad is LeBron. We've all played sports. That's not going to go well for that kid.
No.
They're going to make him, like, 100%. You know, they're going to be like, you're here because your dad, he's going to have to really, it's like, it's not a good environment. You know, he needs to, like, earn it.
And then what salary is LeBron going to come play for, too? I mean, does he want a near max contract? Because if so, then, you know, screw it. I don't even want LeBron at that
point.
Or,
honestly, like, do you want 41-year-old LeBron? I know he's still putting up stats, like, but it's like, at some point.
I guess you're getting rid of Randle then.
At some point, it's like he's, like, 48, and he's still averaging, like, 28 and 7. He's still averaging
numbers. Does it have him?
The shape he's in, he honestly could probably play that late, honestly.
If he wanted, I don't know. I think what we were talking about earlier, like, it makes me very happy to, like, realize we have a very bright future ahead. We're not, like, this good, but we have no picks, and we don't have, well, not to use a double negative, but we're this good, and we have so many picks, and we have our second best player that's not playing. Like, that's amazing. That's mad.
And I want you to think about it before you because I've been thinking about this. Is this the most fun? Is this your, I don't know how to word this. Is this this might be my favorite team since since the 99 Knicks. Like, I'm trying to think of I love the Patrick Ewing Knicks and all them. I'm more of a Sprewell guy in that whole era. Those are my teams.
A lot of Sprewell jerseys today.
Yeah, I have one over here. Yeah,
a lot of Sprewell jerseys at the Garden.
One over there.
Right, took that
but yeah,
camera,
like,
bro.
Is this,
let's
like,
go.
Would you guys rank this as one of your favorite seasons ever? Because, like, I know that's crazy to think because we're still in it, but it's like, when I think back of how fun a year has been, that year with the 99 Knicks was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
I can't really think of a lot of fun Knicks teams. Like, this team has been a joy.
2012-2013, like you mentioned earlier. That was a very fun season, but I mean, it's unequivocal. 99 is when I first started, like, watching the Knicks, right? Like, I have a glimpse of the memories prior to that.
I definitely watched them when I was a kid.
Spurs, whole thing. That's when I have, like, my first real memory of watching. So it's unequivocal. I would say that, like, again, Brunson specifically, like, when you look at, like, just everything about what he's doing on the court, super ultra competitive, ultra talented, and no, like, no baggage, no like, oh, he's doing this, but he's, you know, Kyrie, he thinks the earth is flat or something, like something like that or whatever, or right?
He's just got a gun on IG Live, you know, like
it's just, he's just like, he is the model superstar, and we have him unexpectedly.
He's our star. Like, to be a star for the Knicks means a thing. And he's a Knick.
Yeah.
Like, I know his dad was. He plays like how we want a New Yorker, New York Knick to play.
And it's like,
I think that's why I was saying, is this year my favorite year ever? Because Jalen Brunson, he is like a one of a kind. This has been a special year.
It absolutely has been.
I didn't think he could, like, I thought he kind of plateaued last year. Mm-hmm. And that's not a knock, because he was like one of the best players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, he outdid that. And it's like, I couldn't even believe. It's like, it's been such a fun year. Like, I don't think I've ever, like, just every game I think that we're going to win. And I haven't really felt that. I definitely like this team more than the 2013 team.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun. I'm wearing the shirt on that era. But deep down, I was like, that team was old. We kind of knew it was a one-shot thing.
Yeah.
Remember, we had, like, Jason Kidd and a bunch of old guys, and it was like, it was fun.
The playoffs. Yep.
Yeah, and it felt fun, but we kind of knew, like, this is it. Mm-hmm. This Jalen Brunson thing has felt like, it feels like the 99, the Sprewell stuff.
Yeah.
It's like there just feels like this is getting, like, young kids into the net. That's like how Ant was saying, a lot of our fans are at all these other arenas. This is like the version of the Knicks that are getting all these new fans in. And it really has been, in my opinion, probably the most fun I've ever had.
I think beyond even the Jalen Brunson thing, for me, it's just like seeing all these guys that play for each other, that play really tough, hard-nosed ball, that 50-50 ball where guys are going to dive on the floor. And when you see when you see not just one, but two, but five, six, everyone around you is playing that same type of ball where they're all playing for each other, very unselfish. It's a lot more fun to me just to watch, because, like, all these years, you know what? We were bad. We knew we were bad every year. All I wanted was for them to care. Just go out there and try. Like, you know, the name on your jersey should mean something, right? Like, show a little bit of pride. And you know what? Win, lose, draw, these guys, they really care. And I think that to me means...
How many games have you felt this year that guys didn't play hard? Like, they kind of nailed it in.
A couple?
Not once.
Zero. That's a great point.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember them being like, oh, they just came off the plane tired.
Yeah.
It's like, they might have had bad games, but they've never...
As a result of that, like what I was mentioning too, damn, that's the fourth time I did that. What I was mentioning too is that they there's been so many games this season. And I don't remember too many of them explicitly right now, but I remember while watching them after the fact, I'm like, yo, that was the game of the season.
Yeah,
like
what just
transpired, and it was like ten of those.
Ten of those. Yeah.
Like that's not normal.
A lot of that, though, I think, was like the Jalen Brunson, like, we were like, wait, there's more to this? Like,
right. 60 points?
He can score 60 now? Yeah, it's like, wait, what? He can score 30 every game now? Like, what?
And the other thing, too, is, this is what's so exciting about this. No one knows what's going to happen in the next couple of months. But literally, I was practicing a little piano earlier today and with my daughter next to me and stuff. And then afterwards, I was just, like, thinking. I was like, let me see how to say this. I said to Ant one time years ago, I think it must have been during that 57 win season. I said to him, I was like on the phone outside my parents' house. I was like, yo, man, like this is a year that we have an actual chance of winning a championship. Probably a small chance, but we have a chance of winning, right? And I don't know if I actually believe that, if I was in with the hype or whatever. But like this year, I don't know, probably not going to win the championship.
No, we're probably
not. But I actually...
Totally. Let's just
slow down.
Absolutely. Remember when we were talking about that? That's
well, I don't want to say probably aren't. Yeah. It's whatever.
I don't want to jinx anything. Right.
Right. I can just say that I feel as though there is a legit scenario that presents itself where I can see us winning the championship this year.
It could
happen. Exactly. It's not like far fetched.
Kev,
it's not a pipe dream.
Yes.
I totally get what Kev's saying. Like, I'll even admit that year 10 years ago.
We knew.
No one was scared of us. The Roy Hibbert made it a point to show I'm not saying that teams are scared of us now. No one wants to play this Tibbs team.
Nah.
Like, we're such a pain in the ass. Like, that's the thing I think what I kind of agree. I kind of would probably really win the championship.
Before we move on, I don't want to lose my point.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, somebody, they talked about Brunson, how he made a step up. And then he did it under circumstances that weren't in his favor. We lost OG Anunoby for a while. We lost Randle. So he stepped up
Mitch.
In New York in a lot of a higher pressure situation where he had to carry his team, and he stepped up. And did. I think, too, absolutely. The reason that this team is still fighting is we got guys that even Chenzo wasn't a starter. Hart wasn't a starter. Hartenstein wasn't a starter.
Facts.
We got guys that came in, not starters, and they're balling out. So that itself is funny. Like, you got a whole bunch of underdogs. Even Taylor Brunson is an underdog.
100%.
Sure was not talked about at all.
Got goosebumps now. The way you're saying that.
It's a great point, right?
He just said the magic word.
Right.
We got guys that aren't supposed to be starters and good. And we got Peter Tendo set the record for three. Josh Hart is getting triple doubles on a regular basis.
Right.
Yeah, and amazing. He wants all the time. But that alone, I think, is why it's been so exciting, because most teams, when they lose two of their key players, they're not winning games.
Right.
And we played well.
Excels. We played better. Right.
Also,
lost Mitchell
magic.
Robinson most of this season, OG most of this season, lost Randle. We got a second. Now, I think, too, the podcast and the Hot Ones episode, that is making this fun, too. You know, every Friday we're watching. Yeah. You know, they're bringing on Nita Sandler, they're bringing on iHeart.
Right.
See these guys and hear about their lives and how they came up and see how much fun they have with each other. How can you not love these guys, you know?
Yeah, you absolutely,
not
man.
These guys? That's why I think we got so many fans. How can you not? If you watch the Jalen Brunson and the Josh Hart Hot One, how can you not like Nick?
Well, Ann actually said what I was going to say is the magic word. We are the underdogs, and I live in Philly. Yeah. Our Super Bowl, the reason why it was so important was everyone said, the Eagles can't win. Carson Wentz hurt.
Yeah.
They're playing the pet. Like, all year we've heard Jalen Brunson's good. He's not in the top tier of players.
He's not a 1A guy.
Yeah. Oh, the players are hurt. These other guys can't score the way. So Ant's right. Like, I think that we are usually like
that's the
although
city of New York, bro.
We are usually like the poor Knicks. It's always poor Knicks. Now it's like, oh, y'all don't think that we could win. We have a whole team of guys who think that way.
And I hope the media keeps that same.
Kenny
now we're the second best team in the East. Shaq is second best. Everybody needs to keep. We need to keep receipts of these commentators that really talk smack about us all season. I don't want to hear a word. I don't want to hear a word when we win our first fucking championship. I don't want to hear
this
a word
year,
from
2024, 2023, 2024. Man, that's crazy.
The big thing about our team is another reason why I think Mikal Bridges is great. Because when Brunson gets double teamed, he wants even Sanders is his boy. He wants even Sanders to get that big three and have the crowd. He wants Josh Hart to make the big set. So, like, you need that to be successful on the team. These guys love each other. They want each other to be well. That's the thing about RJ Barrett. Like, maybe after he left, Randall seemed better. He seemed to be having more fun. He was smiling more. He had to get rid of.
Absolutely.
Maybe we will eventually.
What is Mikal Bridges' situation? Does
anyone know? For 3 more years, I think.
Yeah, he's on the contract, but the Nets are
see
a mess.
His Instagram photo?
Yeah, I did. The Jets or something? Is that what I saw?
What's that about?
Yeah, that's kind of. Or I think I don't know if one of y'all sent it or if I. Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Did you see Josh Hart meme when he like Mikal Bridges is like that?
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean that is. I don't watch college basketball like that really. My brother and dad are massive, you know, fans. They watch every year. But that is just, that's crazy. 3 players from the same college team or the same team starting.
Has
that ever happened before?
I can't imagine.
I don't know. But not, maybe not.
I was
like
wondering.
This. But what's cool about this one is that team won. It wasn't like they had a star player. They won the college championship doing this. What we are doing with the Knicks.
Yeah.
It's like, what if everyone just plays their role and we all care and we want the other guy to really score and play well? Like, that, they won a chip in the college playing, but that they were like, Jalen Brunson, he wasn't a star. I don't think anyone thought Hart was like a, it's like, yeah, it's a bunch of guys who played hard and like, it's
played
funny.
Hard and
they,
did their...
Yeah, and the league to see this would work.
That's the only thing that scares me a little bit. Like, I don't know. That's one thing I don't know a lot of, like, contract situations. Like, I mean, I'm sure these guys are going to want to get paid. Like, even Sendo, he's at his highest value. Hart is at the highest value.
But the way it works in the NBA is when you sign that deal, you're getting it. Like, there's no reason.
Yeah.
So, like, Dante signed... Deuce is signed for mad cheap. They're all basically signed for cheap. The wild cards are
Jalen.
No. The real wild card is Jalen Brunson's going to make the All NBA, which means that now he's going to be able to get the super max, and the super max means he could max out at like 212 or 230, whatever.
This off season.
Well, that's the thing. He could. There's like
I don't think he'd leave, yeah.
It's not this one, but he could. There's a couple clause. Basically, they're gonna pay him. They're gonna give him his big earned payday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna come this summer, but it's probably gonna come next. That's gonna change the whole.
And that would affect the other players' potential. Is what you're saying?
Bro, Jalen Brunson's getting paid what, like
nothing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Every single player on the Knicks is taking less from. And yeah, shout out to Julius because. Julius was the best player, and he was an all-NBA back-to-back, and he took a team-friendly deal. And every guy since has done the same thing.
That's huge.
So the Jalen Brunson, he should get paid more. I think the Knicks are going to be fair, but it's like, is he going to get the supermax?
Right. I mean, let's
now
think
we're
about
talking
that
like
for...
60 mil per year.
Let's think like, about that for a second. That I mean, I'm kind of like Ant. I don't pay as much attention or understand as much about the salary stuff or whatever, but that it can't be I guess overstated how important that is for a player to relinquish probably a significant amount, like millions of dollars, I would imagine, right, in exchange for, you know, a better opportunity to win. That tells us as fans that this player cares about winning, and we know for a fact, being a fan of the team for so many years, that there were many, many, many years of many players on our team that did not, I mean, that we think, right? They didn't care that much. They weren't competitors. They didn't care that much about winning.
Melo took just weren't a bit of a pay cut to play for us. When his deal came time to resign, Melo took slightly less than he could have gotten.
Mm. But also just think about like who Ant said was there today. Stephon Marbury and Jamal Crawford. Mm-hmm. Now look, he changed his jersey. It's sick.
That's
I love
good
those guys.
Detail. I didn't even know.
I love
cool.
those guys. We did
no
not Fournier? Win shit.
No Fournier jersey.
We did not win any games with damn Stephon Marbury and Jamal Crawford. They come back to the Garden front row.
Mm.
It's like just I don't
Marbury
want to
got
say
the loudest team.
I'm saying there is something to the Knicks. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say we don't want to win because I know they do. Just mm-hmm. come here and be good, and you're mm-hmm. a legend. Just take less money.
One
cause, like,
you ain't even a legend. You're like,
bro, we are Sprewell. How many Sprewell jerseys are still in New
yeah,
York?
I've seen a lot today.
Crazy.
It didn't matter just because you helped us be somewhat good once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all you got to do.
But I think the one thing, too, I think these guys want to play together. They want to win in New York. So my hope is that they'll take
it. Yeah.
Well, that's why they've all taken
at least Brunson will take a little less
deals.
And give
yeah.
to his boys.
Right. Right. People hate his goals. Can I ask a quick question?
Sorry.
I was just going to ask. We need to know. That looks like Knicks flavored queso dip or paint. What is
it's
that right there?
It's a candle, right? It smells
like a candle.
Is
that a candle? Yeah. Is it a candle? Oh, nice. Wait, so what's the story
like
with that? Oh.
I was lying.
It smells like New York?
Is yeah, that it smells like
Knicks win. Yeah, it smells like garbage
piss,
or?
Piss, yeah,
urine.
Yeah.
It smells like a Knicks win.
Oh, okay.
All right. There you go. It smells like New York.
I was buying a candle for Mariah that said, smells like we're getting married this year for her birthday.
Oh, nice. Love it.
Seen this, I'm like, this is more important.
I
didn't buy that one. I only bought this one.
Wait, so are these two guys crashing your wedding this year? Is that what you guys are talking about? What's going on with that?
Ani, you know what? Ani knows the address.
If you're gonna come, you gotta be in full Nick garb.
I mean, that's I wouldn't come any other way.
Maybe a Nick suit.
I'll come in a full suit, but I'll wear Nick's cufflinks. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
You need to bring a mini hoop.
And just have me dunk on everyone. Well, got it.
For a mini, for me, a mini hoop is a regular hoop. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, look, we're gonna go around the horn right now. That's pretty cool. That's a show. Right? We're gonna go around the horn. We're gonna like do one more, like, I guess either topic or question or whatever for each person. We're gonna do it. We're gonna start with Brett because he has something for us right now.
Oh man, you put me on the spot.
No, you were gonna say something just now, but maybe it wasn't.
I was just gonna ask Anthony how he's feeling about time.
Oh yeah,
time.
Let's start with that, and then we'll do it, and we'll think about the question. Go ahead.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good.
I feel like they always tell men we're like supposed to be scared to get married, and I wasn't scared to get.
Married. I'm not scared.
Right?
At all. I'm not scared.
I'm scared now after the fact.
Yeah. I think the thing is, it's not the wedding that's scary or the marriage that's scary. Is that if I get married, I'm gonna move in. We're gonna try to have a kid. So a lot of change is coming. So that's a little scary.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be the same. I'm basically not gonna be the same person because I'm gonna try to have a child. That's gonna change a lot.
You will be
not gonna live around my family. I'm gonna be a little further away. So that's like the scary. The wedding, I can't wait. It's like a big party. If you know me, I'm a party guy. I love having people over, making sure people have fun. And then the bachelor party, I'm very excited about. I'm excited about the honeymoon. A lot of exciting things coming. Nice.
Where are you going?
Anything, right? We're going to Mexico.
Okay.
I don't know where, though. You keep asking me that, and I have no idea. I didn't know.
Like, I don't know. Mexico, isn't it just one area? Place? Like, there's not many places in Mexico. It's just Mexico.
Oh, it's men. We don't know. Tell me when the flight is.
Right. And we're doing Nashville for his bachelor party in September.
Oh, I'll be there. I'm not invited to the wedding. You damn well better invite me to your bachelor party.
There you go.
I don't know nothing about it, so I will be on there, wherever Kent wants to.
Hey, we got some last minute additions Kent dropped out, so we got a couple opportunities there.
I already invited myself to a bachelor party. In 2 weeks from now, I'm going to Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
Oh, snap. Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, so
he will really show up.
Don't test me. I will show up.
Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there. Yeah.
Nah, we should get up for game one.
What'd you say, Ant?
On a Sunday, we should get up for game one.
We should.
Meaning what? You said if it's on Sunday.
Yeah, it damn well better be on Sunday.
Got it. Because you're available Sunday, Ant. Is that right? But you're not Saturday.
Yeah. I'm at work Saturday. I'll be watching at work.
Yeah, I got you. You're like doing like an X-ray or whatever, and like you just mess it up because you're celebrating. And
Yeah.
I hate when that happens. All right, if it is Sunday, I'm down Saturday or Sunday, but certainly Sunday for Ann's purpose. We'll get the text thread going, but we're gonna get ready to wrap this up just because I need to get upstairs to help my wife out with some things. I have a 10-day-old son. For those of you who don't know, you three know, of course. So let's go around the horn and let's bring up a topic or something. It could be Knicks related or otherwise. That we want to talk about, and whoever wants to jump in for the first, you can just kind of jump in.
Boom.
Favorite.
It's gonna be mine. Ooh. You son of a bitch.
Okay.
Today I wore a Jazz Sergeant. I think that's just the way he plays. He's not a perfect
point shooter. Yeah,
he's not great at anything. But he plays.
Plays so hard.
He can be loose ball.
Personality is so funny. Yeah.
I just lost my speaker. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can. It was like cutting out a little bit, but we can hear you still.
Yeah, he just did 100% every single day. You know, taking no plays off. He's everywhere, all over the court.
He's a perfect New York. Nick.
He's New York's perfect. He's not the most athletic. He's not the most skilled.
Amazing to watch, for sure.
Are you saying you're my favorite all-time or my favorite current Nick?
Whichever.
Man, my favorite all time Knicks. Obviously, the Charles pretty well.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Charles pretty well.
Oh, wow. Tell us more.
My favorite. I mean, what's there to tell? Well, anyone who chokes their coach, you're good with me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Sprewell was like that. Sprewell was like what he said about Hart. He was a Nick. He was mm-hmm. always meant to be a Nick. To this day, we love the way he played.
Yeah,
joke about
yeah.
his body. Coach, but like, yeah, we want a guy who's gonna choke his coach because he feels so intensely strong.
Yeah.
The great thing about Hart is he was in a lineup when we were fully healthy.
Yeah,
I mean, he was in the right. he was in the rotation, but he wasn't playing in minutes.
As many minutes, yeah.
He gets the opportunity, and he took it. And just ran.
That's
with
the same
it.
With so many players Martin's on the squad, great. Right? Right now, so many of the starters, the right? Ball. Really, it's fascinating.
Yeah. My favorite current Knicks.
Yeah, what you got?
We're going with current Knicks. Oh man, that's a tough one too. I guess I'd probably also have to go with Josh Hart. I think he would go down as an all-time beloved Knicks player, Josh Hart.
Mm-hmm.
I think too. You can't take Jalen Brunson. You off limits because that's obvious.
Yeah.
Sure. Man,
mine is Sprewell. And if I don't know if and if you remember from when I was a kid, I was a Sprewell fan when he was on Golden State. I had all the Golden State. So when he got traded to Knicks, I remember Gerald. I was going to school with Gerald's dad, and we heard it on the radio, and he slammed the brakes, and we all went nuts. It was like one of the best days of my life. I couldn't believe it. If I had to pick my favorite Nick for now, I'm going to go a little off the beaten path. I'm going to give a shout out, a salute to my boy, Money Making Mitch. Mitchell Robinson will always be my guy. Me and Kuz saw it from the jump. We like wanted to be, he was a diamond in the rough, just needed a little help.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll never forget that Cavs. We do not beat the Cavs in the playoffs. No. If Mitch, literally, they were like, couldn't stop Mitch. That guy single-handedly outworked the whole playoff series. So I know people are sad to say he's probably gone, but shout out to Mitch.
He nominated it.
Also a perfect Nick.
He looked terrible today, bro.
Well, he's getting, he said he's not in shape.
Oh, nah, I know, but like, he wasn't moving, though. Like, when they pick and roll, they get killing him.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's like, maybe he did. Well, he just didn't look like himself. He didn't look like the guy that
he
used to be. That story about Mitch with his coach, I know
his
all
coach,
the fuckers
yeah,
seen
man.
That. That's
Mitch.
Like the most heartwarming, beautiful thing ever. I'm going to say Jarrett Jeffries. So Jarrett Jeffries, all-time Nick. So he is someone who looked like me, unfortunately. But also
play the same, too. Yeah.
Exactly. Elbows. That's what I was going to say. Like, it makes me feel less embarrassed when I like when I blow a wide open layup or something, and seen a lot of those.
All the time.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
He's not you, Jared Jeffries.
Oh. Yeah, Jared Jeffries. Yeah. He did used to do that. That's right. That's right.
And for like 30 a game in college. I'm like,
yeah. That was bad. I wanted to look up highlights and kind of understand that better.
Because he's tall.
Yeah. Exactly. I would say, I guess currently, I mean, I hate to be, say the same thing, but yes, I mean, Josh Hart is just like, it's just an amazing player to watch. And you guys already kind of spelled it out. You can pick Dante. There you go. Dre, do you mind switching up too so I can be like, I'm going to be the Josh Hart guy?
Oh, no, I'm good.
No.
Right, cool. I mean, it's your pod, so.
It's fine. I don't mind, I guess. I'm a little sad about that, but that's okay. It's all right. Hey, let's give a quick shout out to LaCroix. Shout out to LaCroix for sponsoring today's podcast. LaCroix, can't live with it, can't live without it. Cheers, guys.
Is LaCroix really sponsoring this podcast?
Well, it's not yet, but if we keep saying it is, it just might be.
Yeah.
And the there same, he's sitting in a Henry Hiller chair that costs almost $2,000. So shout out to that guy.
Hey, cheers, Herman Miller. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Yo, Ant, do you have tortilla chips so you can try some of that queso?
Not queso.
If they win the championship,
I'm getting a tattoo. I'm getting an accessory.
Seriously.
I'll get a tattoo.
If the Knicks won, what do you think would happen? Like, do you think we'd burn down?
We're burning the city down.
We burn down New York, right?
I literally feel. I'm going to James Dolan's house and burning his house the fuck down.
You're gonna find out what his address is if you don't know it already, which you might know. And you're gonna, yeah, okay, all right. Let's talk about this. Parade is obviously, and then like probably like at least 1 to 2 full days in the city, like just.
I just want to take this rare moment home, man, because I can hear Ken. I can hear Ken in my ear right now. When we were out with them, one of his boys was talking about during the season, like, if the Cowboys win, should I bring my kid to the Super Bowl parade? And I was clowning him. Like, the nerve of you. And here we are doing the same thing.
Right.
So I just want to make fun of us for this quick second. We're like, what if we win the championship?
I'm a math guy. I put it at, like, I was like, I don't care about the odds and all that. I'm like, hey, we have like a... We have like a 12 to 15% chance of winning the championship.
It is funny.
That's
to
what
think.
I feel.
Think of what's outside of Madison Square Garden on a Tuesday for the 38th game, and there's dudes out there bashing beer bottles, going crazy. Yeah. So imagine that like magnified by a championship.
Oh my god, pandemonium. Yeah,
they would shut it down.
How many people are dying that night is the real question.
All of them. Every single one of them.
They'll be on the parade. Oh man, that's. I mean, we can laugh about this, but yeah, we don't have to beat all the great teams in the NBA that are in the playoffs. We have to beat four of them, right? Is that right?
Exactly. Only one from the West. The West is a wild. They are crazy. So good.
Yep.
I'm crazy.
You got ten games over 500 that may not make it.
If the Knicks were in the West, we'd be like a 6 seed, a 7 seed. So yeah, I think the Pelicans have the same record as us, and they're the 6 seed. Okay. So that just shows how wild it is.
It's crazy. It is crazy. And obviously, the East has the best team. Let me ask a music question. I asked a lot of my guests this question, and yeah, we'll go with it here. Don't overthink it. Dream concert, dead or alive. 5 artists that are performing there, spanning the history of time. Who is going to be at
Madison Square Garden?
Of course.
Okay. Well,
I guess I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, I mean, I might as well. I mean, it's apropos.
Is it my 5, or you know, we're just going to talk about?
Like, each person has 5.
I'll say one, and then someone else say one.
I've already answered this actually, so I'll give a brand new.
There you go. He was a guest on the podcast before. Yeah, that is pretty. So there's no overlap. There's going to be 5 new artists. I like it.
All right. A Fish, or number one, Fish, because I've seen them 100 times and probably half of them at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
A. 2, Tupac. That's an artist near and dear to my heart since I was a young child. I think that would be a concert that I'd always like to see. You know, honestly, as crazy as this is, Tyler at Madison Square Garden was probably a top 5 concert for me all time. So I think obviously Tyler, I'd go see him, no question. Man, starting to get tough here. I don't come back to me, I think.
I'll jump in.
Let me think about the other two.
I'll jump in. Mystical.
Mystical.
1000%. Yep, 1000%. I'm going to say Tyler as well. I don't even know if I would have said him if you had not said him, but I have not seen him in concert yet.
Incredible.
And so I have to. Cloud Debussy. He passed away in the 1800s. Excuse me. He's a French composer who's made songs that you guys have heard on the piano that I'm learning how to play on the piano. I would love to see him perform live. He's my favorite composer, classical composer. Let's see. Oh, Lupe Fiasco. I just have to see him again in concert because I'm a massive, massive fan of his. Oh, that's too many people that are living, though. Michael Jackson has to be there.
Michael Jackson.
That's 5 right there for me. Let's stop right there. That's good. I'm good with that 5. I'll have a great time. All right, go ahead, Brett.
Well, let's see. MF Doom, because now he's dead, and I'm sad I never got to see him. So I'll start with MF Doom. Nirvana, like when they were in like little, not bef- when they hit, like right before they hit. The whole crunch scene was pretty dope back in the day. I'd probably want to see DMX. Because his concerts have a lot of energy. Yeah. I'm going to throw in a wild card because I've been playing Beats Saber and really enjoying their songs. Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
Just because I thought that would just probably be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And fifth one, let's do like, what's his name? Like David Bowie. Like David Bowie, like back in the day.
Uh-huh.
When he was doing the wild shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? All right. Dope. He was in Zoolander, wasn't he? Am I mistaken on that? He was in there, right?
No, he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love that. All right, Ant, you're up. And then we got two more from Dre. We didn't forget about you, brah. Go ahead, Ant. Oh, wait, you're muted or something. We cannot hear you, my friend. You might switch to, if your thing died, maybe you switch.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Cool. Yeah, you're good now.
And Michael Jackson, I'll be up. And then on, where I've never seen, but
Eminem was still blind.
I grew up with, had a lot of walking.
Yep.
Being nice to be built, I love being there.
Kanye
like,
West.
Nice to be amazing. Kanye West. Kanye West, not the one that might be that mad.
You don't like that version?
I was going to say Kanye, but yeah, I feel like I couldn't.
Well, yeah. Kevin said mystical, so.
I said mystical, so.
Yeah, done way worse stuff than Kanye West.
Thanks, terrible.
We spent $15 a kid when my
parents were
all of them built my parents.
Oh, nice. Yep. That's five. Okay. Eminem. Cool. Got two more. Let's go, Dre. All right,
Frank,
what you got?
Frank Ocean, because I've never seen him live.
Ah, that's good.
And, Prince, because my dude throws it down and he's dead, and now that's guy I always wanted to see but never got a chance. So,
mm-hmm.
And you have so much waste as well.
Play some basketball, flip some pancakes.
Lousies.
One, two, three. Go ahead, Ant.
People say that you hate because of watching them play the Knicks and like either talking smack or like you're playing well against the Knicks and now you just hate. Which happens to me very often.
Yeah, very often. Every player.
Tyrese Halliburton. I hate Tyrese Halliburton because of some of the games against the Knicks. Patriots was talking a lot of crap.
Yeah.
I feel like Johnson Smith has started over him in the All Star.
Well, I know which one I won't ever get over was when I was doing the water bottle challenge on the Knicks court, like just when they were up big. Kind of making a joke on us.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I think LeBron's a. I don't know. I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Reggie Miller.
Oh,
well,
poor.
Yeah. Well, that's the.
Also, all here. I hate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think who's someone really new. Like, so
that the game.
Oh, you said recent. It's got to be recent, right?
More recent. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton.
No, you want to know? All right.
Go ahead.
You know, I have one. Although he's my favorite player to watch any other night when fucking Wemby took it to us and then tossed Jalen Brunson's ball.
I hated Wemby.
Although I was telling Dre, I kind of fuck with that. Like, that energy. But yeah. That pissed me off. I did not like that.
If that indeed was his reason for doing it.
Well, the fans weren't telling him to do it, so, you know.
Yeah. I was gonna say Kevin Durant. I was pissed at Kevin Durant when he not pissed at him. I mean, it's whatever.
Knicks aren't
but
cool.
When he said the Knicks aren't cool thing, that kind of got to me because I was like, you're right. They're not. They're cool, but they suck.
Funny coming from him because the Nets weren't cool when he was there. The Suns ain't cool now.
Right.
So maybe he ain't cool.
Right. I mean, let's take that for a second.
That long-legged bitch. All right?
Why don't
he comb his hair before he talks about the Knicks?
What? Yo, you're wild. I love you so much.
Patches his head.
Well, that's
the... All ashy.
I gotta...
Put on some lotion. Talk about we ain't cool. Ashy as hell. Fuck out of here.
Oh,
nobody
man.
Nobody wants to clean it, Barbara.
That's a great clip right there. Let me actually hit the mark clip button so I can remember to come back to that. I don't follow many other teams, but I mean, I know there were a lot of injuries with the Suns, but goddamn, like they have two elite players, and I don't know who else they have, but they underachieved.
They're supposed to have three. They're paying Bradley Beal like $65 mil a year to be
supposed
a scrub.
To have three. Yeah. That's pretty embarrassing.
Of course, that's
kind
of
cool.
Right. All right, we got time for one more question. I think. Let's see. Wait, Dre, did you ask one? Or Brett, did you? Did y'all ask
I want to know
then?
Who you guys think is going to come out of the best.
Okay, that's a quick question because you did ask the favorite Knicks, but I like this question. I'm going to allow it. And then, Dre, you're going to close us out. Make sure it's a good one.
Oh,
don't
man. What?
Bullshit come us on, out man. Here.
Don't mess it up
with
dude.
Some.
Oh,
don't
God.
Do that, please. Who's going to come out of the West? That's a great question. You did it right, but I gotta go see Jace and stuff. When you finish, need help. See, look at that. Look, when you finish, need help. Damn. Look at that. It's blurry.
Can't see
but it's
it, but
okay.
I believe you.
You believe it? No, it didn't say that. It said something a little bit more nefarious.
After you go again, hey, what?
You think Denver out the West? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Minnesota is bad. I think they're good, but they don't have
Thunder either. They're too young, mm-hmm. I think. So,
they have no size.
Yeah, I think Denver. They never get love. They're always.
I know.
And they never get love.
It's because their star player hates playing.
I love that so much about him. I love that so much.
He hates the sport. He's like, I hate this.
It's my job. Like, I'm, I can't do it. I can't do
his job, right?
Yeah, that was amazing.
My favorite
thing
ever,
they won
the whole thing. And they're like, are you excited about coming back to do the whole, to go through the city? He's like, he turns to his agent, like, I have to come back. Like, he was mad. Like, we have to celebrate this now.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He wanted to pray. He's like, I have to come back. Oh, brother.
He's amazing.
Why is your MVP show be?
Dre, close us out, man. The benediction.
So I'm gonna. I don't want to say too much with recency bias, but what is your favorite move that Leon Rose has done?
I'm gonna say the Josh Hart trade. I feel like that kickstarted this whole.
What was the trade again?
This is. I don't even remember who it was, but just to get
it was a. It was a first round pick, and I think we traded also.
It was a player
that fucking trade.
I think we got. I think it was what's his name, the dude that played with RJ
What's his name? Oh, that guy. Yes, in college at Duke.
Yeah, Cam, he played with RJ.
Cam Reddish, and a first round pick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would have to be. I was gonna say the OG Anunoby, but that has to be a better move because OG Anunoby, we got rid of. You know, I mean, it was a great trade, obviously in hindsight, but we got rid of two very important players to the team. So we thought, I guess.
Right.
I'm with you there. Ed, go ahead. I'm trying to get upstairs. Let's go.
OG. When I reckon with OG, it's like what?
20-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Come on. That's crazy.
I know that it is.
Well, not just the OG trade. We also got Achiuwa.
Precious.
Yeah,
My precious.
Yeah.
Achiuwa.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about him. Like maybe. Yeah. He's definitely playing super well. He's like an important piece to. But I mean, he's not getting that much time. But he's getting enough.
But boy, the time he gets, he makes a count.
Yeah, he's making exactly.
Also, I want to get a little bit of love to the signing of Isaiah Hartenstein. What a sneaky little trade! There, not trade because they picked him up.
Was that
a signing or a trade?
Yeah,
that
was it was funny because he was a player I loved when he played for the Clippers. And he played the Knicks, and he used to play really well. And I used to always say, "Well, that's a guy I kind of like." And then when he came here, I did not think he was this good.
Yeah. This good, man.
He changed the offense.
Yeah,
he changed the offense.
Yeah, being able to pass as a big man, it's insane.
I love the Mitch, but offensively, he's a wild threat.
Yeah,
an offensive rebounder.
Yep.
And if you didn't miss the ball to top of the key, he's not going to pick.
Yeah.
For right pass or read.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the whole. The fact that we can put him in the high post hard spot and he can turn his face and get that floater if he got space to the corner, find the cutter, and it hangs the whole open that ready.
It's crazy. Guys, we're gonna wrap up. I just want to say this went mad dope. I mean, we went for like close to 2 hours. Mad fun. We'll definitely do another one. I'm gonna say only if they make the every round we'll do one
Yeah,
or
let's just
something.
say
Okay,
that's fine. When we get to round
when
two.
they make the next round,
When
not
we
if.
get okay. When we get to the next round, yeah, exactly. That's good. Like after we beat the Sixers or the Heat, we can talk about that series, and then we can talk about who we may be playing next or who we are playing next. That sounds
I
dope.
like that.
I'm gonna run. Last
Before
like
we
words
do
from everyone. Brett, what you got there? Let's go.
Hey,
Last
I like
words.
the
That's
championship ring.
crazy. Congratulations
Baby.
on that,
All right.
man. All right, there we go. I love that. And what you got to say,
I
man?
want to say the group talk, man. The last couple of years, the group chat has been on table.
So
I don't
good.
always have the opportunity to talk basketball in front of this white man, but not someone that's big.
Yeah.
Even if I hurt, there's one doctor that's the big next to me. I talk to it on occasion, but
Well,
having it
you're
there
welcome because it was
and having
my
it.
idea.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
As was
He's
this.
talking during the game, talking about the movement, talking to me on stuff. I don't even realize that I don't even realize the moment.
Yeah.
It's been fun, man. It's been fun all the way. It made the season more fun. That's another
Yeah,
reason
for real.
for
Yeah, it definitely
me.
makes
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
for
yeah.
sure.
Got a little community, a little
I
group
mean,
thing.
yeah,
Well,
I'm
hopefully
right
we
there
can
with
all
you.
get together for a game and get the group chat. We got it to a podcast. Now
Video.
let's get it in
Yep.
real life.
Do you
Sunday,
think
y'all.
Shamik will leave early from when we hang out?
Oh
He'll
yeah.
be
Yes. Oh
leaving.
yeah. Because
The same
his son will be crying because the Knicks lost.
Yeah.
Dre, close this out, man.
Oh man, what? Go Knicks.
Clap it up, yo. Clap it up,
Yeah.
yo. Yo, let's give a quick shout out to LaCroix again. LaCroix, gotta have it. Sparkle water.
Not.
Holla
I
at
don't
your
think
boy, it's LaCroix.
Oh, I like that. Holla at your
I
boy,
got my
LaCroix.
story and a little something else.
There we
Yeah,
go. There we
sport
go. Yo, y'all have a great rest of the day, rest of the night. I'll text you guys throughout the day, weeks, whatever. I'm a little delirious. I get no sleep anymore. That's just my life now. But I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Have a great one, and we'll see you later.